from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to it. Thank you for downloading all of those niceties. It's going to be a bit of fun.
We've just finished up the show. Mm. We've packaged it together for you to listen to.
Mm.
Just choose one word that was said on today's show.
Doodle.
Knew you were going to. You're sicko.
We said doodle so many times.
You could have picked any other word. You could have picked shaft, tip, balls.
We literally had a meeting today with one of our bosses, and he said, talk to me about how you feel the show's going. And we said, yeah, we really like that it's a really safe and family-friendly show.
It is.
And then that afternoon, we whip out shaft, tip and doodle all within 2 minutes of each other.
You can't. I did.
You even tried to say erect.
I'm allowed to say erect on the air.
But no one wants to hear you talking about that.
Some people do.
No, do they?
Some people.
Oh, okay.
I was going to pick moths. You're sicko.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have to go down the doodle path because that's not the entire show. That might be what you're choosing to listen to.
True.
But there is a great moth story.
There is a great moth story. That's true. If you don't listen for doodles, listen for that.
Listen for moths. Yeah, if it's not doodles you're after, it's moths. Ellie and Taz.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Tazzy,
mm-hmm.
An article's been written in the Courier Mail today entitled What Your Elite Southeast Queensland Suburb Says About You.
Did you have to buy a subscription to read it?
The work pays.
Okay, thank God.
Subscription,
so many times I click on stuff, it's like, hey, you want to spend money? I'm like, no, thanks.
Do you not have the logins? I should get you the logins.
I'd much rather just listen to the radio for free, but thanks anyway.
Okay, fair. I'll bring you all the good stuff.
Okay, good.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 6 Sunny Coast suburbs have made it into this article. And it's a bit tongue-in-cheek. About rich suburbs.
Rich suburbs of the Sunny Coast.
Yep, so there are 6.
6.
Have a guess. And Sunny Coast to Noosa.
Oh, well, that's where my head was going initially. can I guess Majimba Island?
Like Majimba Island isn't a suburb. That's an island. Do you mean Majimba?
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? No.
Woman Island?
No, it's not Majimba Island. What's the island?
Oh,
What's the island that's down towards Kawana? What's that?
Minyama Island.
I want that. I want to lock in Minyama Island.
Well, that is correct, Taz.
Yes.
They've said, you've got to give credit to Minyama, a.k.a. the founding fathers of the upper-class Sunshine Coast. They walked so the rest of this list could run.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love going to the other side of the water and being at, like, Moolabar Wharf and looking out and going, that's where the rich people
right.
live.
Oh.
Look at their houses with their columns. I've never lived in a house with a column before. They've got 6.
There was one of those.
Hercules lives there.
Remember the home lottery things where you buy like a $10 ticket? One of them was for a mansion in Minyama Island. And I spent so much money on tickets. Did not buy it.
You
did
were convinced that actually spending tickets on those for your entire life, you'd win a house before you could earn one.
Absolutely.
And I think it's probably right.
I nearly spent my house deposit on
worth it.
Tickets for the home lottery. All right, Minyama Island is on the list. What else is on
okay,
there?
Okay, I've got Noosa,
correct.
But I want to particularly point out just some people. It's the houses that live on the hill that overlook the national park and stuff. When you're walking between Noosa Main Beach and you're heading towards the national park and you look up and there's those houses that you can see, them. I'm pointing directly at those 5 houses.
I think you can pretty safely say the whole of Noosa Heads.
Yes.
Is in there.
Sunshine.
Sunshine Beach, correct.
My favourite place on
also
the Sunny Coast.
Also in there, this says, these are the people who grew up in the shadow of Noosa, the quirky younger sibling. But if you ask any local, they'll shrug their shoulders and say, well, who would want to live in Noosa anyway?
Oh, nice if you were born into generational wealth.
Yeah, well, the Noosa description says, everyone is just waiting for the houses to be passed down the family tree.
Yeah, no one's selling. As a kid, you know, when you were asked as a kid, what do you want when you grow up? What do you want to do when you retire? And I go, well, I just want to live in Noosa.
Yeah.
At 30, I know that now is not happening.
It's not happening. No. Not if you stay in radio.
No.
Sorry, buddy. The final 3 on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Bocorina has made it. Tanawa has made it. And Kenilworth. Yeah.
You guys, you Richies, thought you were going to miss out on this list.
I know.
It's the land.
I think it's the donuts.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
When did an animal show up in the wrong place? Any animal. Could be a cat, dog, crocodile.
Yep.
Cat.
Especially feral kid.
Well, I mean, is that an animal?
No.
Okay. Wow. The reason I ask is because an emperor penguin has been found in Australia. Now, emperor penguins, in case you don't know, I just learned a new word, so I'm excited to use it.
Okay, here we go.
Endemic to Antarctica, which means...
Wait, excuse me?
Endemic to Antarctica.
Antarctica?
Yes, it means that they're only...
No, and where are they from?
Antarctica?
Isn't it Antarctica? Antarctica?
Antarctica. Antarctica.
Okay, anyway, it's not supposed to be there.
Antarctica. Are you supposed to pronounce the C in Antarctic?
Yes.
Antarctica.
I think so. Anyway, continue with your story.
545-11919 if you're a teacher and you want to correct me on that. So it lives in the ant place, Antarctica.
Antarctica, yeah.
And this little emperor penguin has swum all the way to Western Australia and popped up on a beach in WA.
He's just having a little vacay.
Right.
That's cute. That's a long way, though.
Yeah, a really long way. And how cute's this? So there's a surfer who saw this penguin coming out of the ocean by himself. He stood up out of the waves, waddled straight to them, and then he tried to do a little slide on his belly thinking it was snow on the sand.
He's never seen land before.
He face planted in the sand, stood up and shook all the sand off.
No, he's so tired.
He's so tired.
He didn't mean to do it. He was just like, I was going out and grabbing some bread for the missus.
Right.
And now he's all the way in Australia.
He's trying to toboggan, but it's on sand, not snow.
They're big too.
Yeah, well, this one only weighs 23 kilos, but it's supposed to weigh like 45, so it's very malnourished.
Of course.
Antarctica.
You're very wrong.
545-11919. Where'd you see an animal in the wrong place? We've got a prize up for grabs.
Yeah, caller of the day is scoring $50 to spend at New York Minute Burgers. Thank you very much.
I went there on Saturday.
Some of the best, firstly, best food, best drinks, and best people on the sunny coast. Yeah.
And also, open late. I tried to go out for dinner in Noosa after 8 p.m. Very hard to find anywhere serving food.
That's
New York Minute Burgers was the answer.
That's because Noosa, a lot of them quite old, they're asleep.
I mean, not the ones at New York Minute Burgers.
No, it was pumping. Yeah, pumping. Layla, where was the animal in the wrong place?
So my family and I were just having like a normal old lunch on the weekend outside. And my dad said, oh, it's a dog. But we looked twice, and lo and behold, it was actually a kangaroo just across the road from our house.
Just in a suburb?
Yeah. And it had a joey in its pouch.
Oh, cute.
Very cute.
We don't know where it came from, but where we live, there's, like, nothing.
You're in the suburbs, are you? Not the countryside?
No, yeah, just the suburbs.
Yeah, do you know what? I was at the tip the other day dropping off some scrap metal.
Yeah, and some bin chickens are around. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
They're not called tip chickens.
No, Layla, don't encourage him,
Stay in your lane.
Okay? There was a kangaroo, okay?
Yeah, bin chickens was a funnier story. Thank you, Layla.
Thanks, Layla. Good on you, sister. Rochelle in Clontarf, have you seen an animal in the wrong place?
Yes, I have. I bet a possum the size of a drop bear in my bedroom.
What?
A possum in your bedroom.
The size of a drop bear.
I woke up to this very loud noise. It's a tale of woe. It was in the middle of winter. I just had a procedure done on my face for skin. And there was this huge drop bear at the top of my cupboard looking down at me. I quickly got up, didn't make a noise, and ran out of my bedroom to get help from my family. And nobody came to my son had a look and said, if that, closed the door and went back to bed. So I just had to wait for them to come, the people to come. And he looked like a 12-year-old boy, turned up, and he went into my bedroom, and he was in there for about an hour. He came out with bites and scratches with this huge drop bear in a cage.
Oh, my goodness.
So for those that are not Australian, drop bears are very scary.
They live
in our trees, and they will drop on you if you don't make sure that you double-check the tree before you walk underneath it. Rochelle, crazy scenes. I love that... if I'd seen that at night time and you'd said, I need help with this, I'm thinking that's a tomorrow morning issue. That's not a 1 a.m. problem.
Yeah, so I'm sitting on the lounge freezing cold waiting for these people. And then finally when the fella comes out, the young boy comes out, my son is back in the bedroom with his girlfriend having fun. And the young boy goes, oh, are they gaming? And I looked at him. I couldn't even make eye contact. I'm like, yeah, nah, they're not gaming. I'm like, I mean,
this story keeps on giving.
Yeah. You have taken us to places.
Let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Animals in the wrong place.
I did not expect that story to end there. But
they were having fun.
Yeah, they were. Muggsy is in Maroochy River. Muggsy, when have you seen an animal in the wrong place?
Well, it was just a kangaroo, but it was a big kangaroo and it was wedged between me bull bar and me bonnet.
Oh, no.
You had to figure that's in the wrong place.
Yeah, look. I mean
that's not where they're supposed to be.
You had
Where you want them to be either.
No. The way you started telling that story, I thought it was going to be like more fun than upbeat, but no.
No, I just thought of it instantly. Well, technically, that's not where they're supposed to be, so that's my story.
No.
That's a classic Muggsy story for you, though.
Yeah.
Thanks, Muggsy. Good on you. Thanks for your call.
Well, not really good on you.
Well, not good on you.
Not really good on you. No, let's go to Meriden Plains. Is this Jess?
It is, Taz. How are you?
Hello, Jess. I'm doing really well this afternoon. Where was the animal in the wrong place?
Oh, my gosh. I've got two stories, but I'll tell you the one that happened to me. Both of them, actually, but this one. I had a moth the size of a pinhead fly into my ear and get stuck in my eardrum, and I had to go to hospital. It was like a whole thing. It was the loudest thing in the world in my ear. So
hang on. Before you continue, I have so many questions.
I know, right?
So the moth was tiny, was it? A pinhead?
It was a pinhead. So I was asleep at night. I'm 16 years old, asleep in my bed, old Waterfall Road in Nambour, and all of a sudden I wake up to the loudest noise. Like, I thought I was going crazy. But I was like, oh, my God, shaking my head. And it was like someone jackhammering, like the loud fluttering. He was flying around behind my eardrum. And all of a sudden, I go and wake up my mom and I'm like, oh, my God, there's something wrong with me. There's something in my ear, like I could feel it. It was like a wiggly worm, but really loud. Yeah. And she was like, are you sure? And I was like, yes, absolutely. So we walked to the hospital, which was conveniently the Nambour Hospital, just going for a way. And I go into emergency and I tell them what happened, and they look in like with this like a microscope ear thing, and he's like, oh my God, like I can see like a bit of a, you know, something behind there. They drown it in this oil and then I had to get it suctioned out, like the suction that they use for like noses or whatever. And they suctioned all this warm oil out of my ear, and I literally to this day, anything that goes near my ear, I've got, like, full, like, fear. Like, I whack it away. Like, my hair has to be, like, in front of my ears, like, just in case. Like,
that is so
fair. New fear unlocked for everybody listening right now. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. That is terrifying.
Yep.
Absolutely terrifying. Great story. Thank you, Jess. And finally, Deb in Kuramundi, where'd you see an animal in the wrong place?
I saw three of them, actually, three dirty toads in my pool today, and I was going to scoop them out, and then when I went to grab the scoop out of the garage, another toad just jumped towards me, so I screamed and decided they can stay for now, but then I was brave again, and I've got the pool scoop now, and I'm about to go and scoop them out of the pool.
Oh, this is a live animal in the wrong place.
I always thought that when you have a pool, you can put a little bit of rope in off the side so that if, like, a toad or something gets, like, maybe something falls in that can't swim and can't get out, it can actually climb out the rope.
Yeah, should you put a little ladder in for it, Deb, and then it can just get itself out or themselves?
Yeah, well, I might help them out with the scoop, but I like the idea of the rope for next time. Like, maybe not for the toads because, you know, I should love all God's creatures, but I don't.
toads aren't supposed to be here.
You never
it's
know
all right.
when a nice animal might get caught in there, so I will put a rope in there for a nice animal to let itself out.
It's like a little possum or something and it can't quite get out of the pool. Yeah, the little rope is the way for it to climb out. Thank you so much, Deb, and good luck with the toads.
Thanks.
We just learnt a lot. I wasn't sure, like, there's been a lot of animals on the loose.
My
here.
Heart's racing. From Jess's story with the moth.
Did it like that?
Yeah, that was the jackhammering in my ear. Maybe I've got a moth right now. The fact that you couldn't, like, drown it out had to use the oil.
I'll take the toads in the pool, thank you.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Counting down to our Crick's Volkswagen and CFM's Kicks for Kids. This Friday, 30Ks right across the sunny coast. We've done it 3 or 4 years in a row now, raising funds to keep local kids connected to school and community. You can donate now, inclusivekids.com.au. Charity runs, charity walks happen all the time around the globe, right? I was trying to find ways that we could talk about this, get a bit of awareness happening, get people talking about our walk that's coming up on Friday. There's a guy in the UK. He is going viral at the moment because to raise money for charity, so he's doing similar to us, he is running, but his routes that he's running are in the shapes of doodles. That's right. The doodle jogger. So I thought if it works for him and he's raising huge thousands and thousands of dollars, we need awareness for our walk on Friday.
Yeah.
We're going to be walking from Caloundra to Majimba. That's not going to change. But I thought in the lead up, let's do a couple of doodle runs.
So,
Sunny Coast, we're a family friendly.
Yeah, that's why we're not saying anything worse than doodle.
Except for the sound effect.
Sound effects is sound effect. Okay. We are a family friendly show, but look, we thought if this is going to get talkability, then we've got to do it. So this morning, both you and I planned our own separate routes.
Yep, and we thought, whose is better? We'll put them up on our socials for you to vote for whose is better. But we do have some audio of us very out of breath running the doodle routes.
Chosen a nice open field, oval, to do the ball so I can get the rounded edges.
Hang on, did you just use the word...
Just the ball, like the circular part.
Right.
Because
okay.
You and I did adopted different strategies. I went for the two melons and the banana.
Yes.
Whereas you went more of the side profile.
Yeah, I did a very can I say the E word?
Nah, what's the E word? I don't want to know. No, you can't say that.
I can't say that. No. Why not?
No, you can't say that.
Okay, well I did a side profile of an doodle.
And yours only had one of the rounded parts, right? Because it's side profile.
Because it's side profile.
Yeah. Whereas mine had both. So I needed to get two circles next to one another.
Oh.
Right? Overlapping each other. Which?
Roundabouts?
Well, there's no roundabouts that are right next to each other.
Yeah, okay.
So in order to do that, I went to Cotton Tree because there's a park in Cotton. There's like an oval, Maroochydore footy field, I think it is.
Yep.
And so I thought, well, I can make a nice circle of the footy field and then I'll just go around the block in a circular motion and then down Kingsford Smith Parade and back up again with a quick little crossover to do the line.
See, for me, I went to the Kiwana Shops, used that as the lower part of the shaft.
Can I say that?
And then up towards Point Cartwright is the tip.
Let's have a listen to you on your run.
Rounding the end of the tip now. Surely everybody's favourite part of the run, right? The tip.
Okay.
What? Isn't it just the tip of the run? The doodle runs are up on our socials. If you want to vote for your favourite Sunny Coast, because there's going to be massive bragging rights between it, but it's all because we just want you to know that we are running and walking this Friday from Caloundra to Majimba, raising as much as we can for Inclusive Kids.
I think there's something in this, though, like moving on from Inclusive Kids. I think we could make a Doodles on the Coast Instagram.
Oh, yes. I mean, the pictures we'll be sent will be not what we're after.
So true. I take it back.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
My worst nightmare whenever I'm hosting an event is that no one's going to show up.
Is it because you smell?
I don't think I smell. Oh, sometimes I do, but I'm conscious of when I smell. So.
Is it because you play really terrible music at your parties?
Well, look, I play a lot of Kesha's TikTok, so if that's not for you, I don't want you at my parties.
You know what? This is huge from you. How long have you lived in this house that you've got?
My current house?
Yeah.
6 months.
Where's the housewarming? Where's any invitation to anybody here in this building?
We're still getting the house ready. Okay, we just got hedges delivered today.
People, we don't
need hedges.
You can't
come over until the hedges are in.
You can have a party without the hedges.
Well, maybe I'm expressing my explicit fear of no one showing up, and that's why.
Did you like Uber Eats hedges?
No, the gardener dropped off the hedges.
Hedges? No. I can't think of anything that rhymes with hedges. Anyway, yes. So, okay. So that's your terrifying thing is yes. you host something, nobody shows up.
Yes. And whenever I had a party when I was at school, I was mm-hmm. always so stressed. I think it's because my mum would always make me scared about it. She'd always say, like, what happens if no one shows up? But
that's
this has happened.
Very mum.
I know, right? She invited all her friends to my 18th just so there'd be people there. She had no faith.
That says something about how uncool you were at 18.
No. People showed up, okay? We were putting on free booze. Why wouldn't they? Anyway, a woman over in the States has had this worst fear realised. Mm. She got married and the doors opened for her to walk down the aisle.
No.
And out of the 75 people that she had invited, only 5 rocked up.
How was she not told that only 5 had rocked up before walking down the aisle?
She says a whole bunch of them just didn't RSVP and she just assumed that they were coming.
Right. What, she, as in a whole bunch, as in 60?
Yeah. She said it was set up for 40 people inside with like 40 pet chairs and then the rest was standing room and only 5 chairs were taken.
Question, was it a very stupid destination wedding?
No.
So they didn't have to go somewhere weird,
no.
pay the accom?
It was in their hometown.
Wow.
I know. How devastating. So they've just said they're reassessing all their friends. Probably a good idea.
Those 5 are looking pretty good.
Yeah, mum, dad and the siblings. Hey. But awful. 545-11919. Has this happened to you? Have you had no one show up? It doesn't have to be your party, but maybe it was an event you hosted.
Yep.
Or maybe it was an event that you went to and not many other people showed up and you felt really awkward.
It's supposed to be a big function. You look around, you're like, there's 5 people here.
Yeah, or you bought tickets to something. That's sad. We want to know after a woman over in the States has had only 5 of her 75 wedding guests show up to her wedding, when did no one turn up?
The worst part was she was in the dress.
Yeah.
She'd obviously had her bridesmaids around her.
Yeah.
She was coming out to walk down the aisle and the doors have opened and she's seen no one there.
I know.
Also, the groom? Like,
he's... Yeah. Where's his friends?
And also... If he's there with only 5 people sitting in front of him, surely he goes, we can't.
Yeah.
We have to stop this.
But what can you do, you know? Surely you're not going to redo it and then invite everyone again and then have them not
you
show up.
You paid so much money at that point. Just get it done.
Do you think maybe they're like a mean couple?
Yeah, I don't think
they're
terribly.
Maybe they're dogs of people.
Maybe they're dogs. I was like, was it a dog wedding? No dogs showed up.
Donna's in Mapleton. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Tell us, have you had no one show up?
I constantly have no one show up. But to my 40th was my biggest hurt the most. I went out and bought alcohol for everyone. About 20 of my friends said that they were coming and not one turned up other than my kids.
Donna.
Oh, we're redoing your 40th. We're absolutely redoing your 40th.
Ellie just wants the free alcohol that you promised.
Do you still have that? Leftovers? Or?
I don't drink, so I still got alcohol in my house.
Ellie's rubbing her hands together. You are like the perfect best friend for her. Oh, I'll order 2 espresso martinis for us and me and my friend, please.
Along with my daughter, yep. Her and my daughter will be having a ball together then.
Yeah. Oh, Donna, you're the best. We love you, okay?
Thank you, darling.
Thanks for your call. And also, like, I like beer, just for the record.
You like beer? Okay.
She's not going to show, though, Donna, so don't invite her.
Hey, I am one thing if not flaky.
Flaky, yeah.
Wait, did I say that right? You get it.
When
what
has nobody shown up?
Is this devastating or not? I used to be in the school choir.
It was very devastating.
And we had a...
That is devastating.
We had a performance once at an international Stedford.
Yeah.
And we got put on the outdoor stage and we didn't... It was all these chairs set up and not a single person, apart from our 2 teachers, were in the audience. Ooh,
even the parents realised how bad you were. Oh, good.
Yeah, it was not good. So you were just singing to no one.
Good to know that you turned up to an event that, you know, hosted teams from around the world.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, that Perth team can go outside in the car park.
It was like voluntary. You could like just join. You could just join
Don't
yourself.
Don't stop believing.
Okay.
What were you singing?
We were part of the chamber choir, so it was all chamber music.
Why? Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, that's not.
It was like, oh, no, 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 no.
No wonder.
Yeah, it was awful.
You're singing that? Didn't know that's where E-Chain got her musical talents from.
Exactly. From chamber choir to the streets. That's how I roll. Let's go to the phones. Jules is in Caloundra. Tell us, Jules, have you had no one show up to an event of yours?
So this is actually really quite sad, but it is 20-odd years ago, and a friend of mine was having a baby shower for me, and not a single person showed up.
Oh, Jules.
So,
did the friend that organised it show?
She it was at her home, and we were just both, like, flabbergasted, and nobody could give a reason why for them not coming or anything. It was just horrendous. So that's my tragic, sad story.
Yeah. Oh, Jules, what did you, like, after that situation, were people apologetic? Were you still friends with them, or were you just like, nah, that you're dead to me?
Just like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I'm one of those, oh, that's okay, it's all right. But inside I was absolutely seething. I think I cried for like a month.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, nobody really gave any apology whatsoever, or, you know, not even a, oh, I'm so sorry, I forgot, you know, just lie to me, I don't care.
Yeah.
That was my sad little story.
Oh, Jules. Well, hey, if you want to redo your baby shower, we will come to your baby shower. We'll get you a nice bassinet.
Thanks for
the baby
that.
I'm unavailable. I actually can't make it. Sorry, Jules.
I think I'm past that point now anyway. But
yeah, that's fair.
Anyway.
That's fair.
The kid's 21.
Jules, you're the best.
At least I can laugh about it now.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your call, sister. You're in the running for that voucher,
drama.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Julesy.
All right, we'll go now to Jessica in Palmwoods. Jess, has this happened to you? Have you had people not show up?
Yes, I have. It was my baby shower.
Another baby shower.
Yes. All right, Jess, what happened?
Everyone cancelled on the morning of, and I think so I only had 3 people show up out of about 10, and one of them was about an hour and a half late. So it was like me and 3 other people sitting there trying to play games, and I won most of the games. It was just awful.
I love that the friend that was rocking up an hour and a half late would have expected to rock up to a party.
Yeah.
Full, happening, everybody's chatting. They turn up and they're like, hang on, I'm really late. Where the hell is everybody?
Oh, yes.
3 other people and a sad pregnant lady.
Okay, the test is though, right? You say they cancelled morning of. Did you still get presents from them? Because that would mean that they had legitimate cancellation reasons if they'd prepped the present and they were going to come.
I think I did, actually. Okay. I think they all arranged to kind of get presents to me through other people. So, yeah.
Okay. And what's so good is if your friends host baby showers in the future, you can just wait until 10 minutes before and you go, nah, not showing, sorry.
Sorry, busy.
Good on you, sister. Thank you for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Should we, Tazzy, should we have a little, like, event for anyone who's ever had no one show up to their event?
Sounds like a lot of effort.
Or do you think no one's going to show up to that?
No one's going to show up.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Taz, Friday, we're walking 30Ks, right, for inclusive kids.
Yeah, it's the Crick's Volkswagen Kicks for Kids. Raising as much as we can for inclusive kids. You can go to their website to donate. But it's a big day for the CFM team, right?
Mm-hmm.
30Ks right across the sunny coast. It takes us all day. We're broadcasting the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
However, there is an absolute superstar here on the sunny coast that is making that day look like child's play.
He is putting us to shame, Tazzy.
Yeah, he's big dogged us, which is okay because he is the big dog. Jamie Milne from Jamie Milne Training. Hello, mates.
Jeez. Good afternoon, guys. How are you? Holy smokes.
Oh, look, we're well, Jamie, but honestly, you are. You're putting us to shame with what you're about to do for inclusive kids. Can you tell us what's happening from 2 p.m. tomorrow?
Oh, you guys are very complimentary. Look, I'm running with a friend of mine from the New South Wales border, Tweed Heads, to meet up with you guys at Kings Beach on Friday morning. So we're going to leave tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And go through the night a couple of times and then meet up with you guys.
A couple of times.
So hang on, I'm trying to do the maths in my head. You're starting at the New South Wales border and you're going to meet us in Caloundra.
Yeah, that's right.
How many Ks is that, Jamie?
That's 200 on the button to Easy. You guys.
Easy. Oh, are you sure God. You don't just want to keep going and come with us to Majimba afterwards and just make it a cool 2:30?
I won't say no, but I might leave a bit of a get out of jail free card. See how we go.
Fair. That's fair. Now, when you say you're running through the night twice, does that mean you're not sleeping at all for the whole time?
No. So the intention is to just, get it done in one hit. So, unfortunately.
Jamie, I had 9 hours sleep last night, and today I've had 2 coffees, a Coke Zero and an energy drink. And, what are you going to be fueling yourself with to do that?
Like about 100 times what you just had, I reckon. There'll be a fair bit of caffeine, a few sausage rolls, and a bit of a lie down. We'll see how we go.
Now, Jamie, why is the Inclusive Kids so important to you? Why are you putting yourself through all of the 200 kilometres of stress?
Look, I'll be completely honest with you, Chaz. It's if we have a few hours where we can just make a little bit of impact, a little bit of awareness to the fact that there are children on the Sunshine Coast that are literally starving, that some of these kids don't even have shoes on their feet. And I looked at the statistics the other day, and 15% of kids Australia-wide are going to school with empty tummies, having no lunches, and that equates to 9,000 children on the Sunshine Coast. And I think living below the poverty line, it doesn't discriminate. You know, we see adverts for helping kids in Ethiopia and Africa and Uganda, and granted they need help, and it's not, you know, taking anything away from that. Yeah. But we've got kids in our own backyard that don't have those shoes, they don't have clothes, they don't have food. So if we can get a few people having a look at that, then we've done a great job.
Absolutely. And I think running for 40 hours straight is definitely going to draw attention to the cause.
Jamie, we're doing 30Ks, right? Ellie and I and the C team on Friday. Ellie has suggested that maybe she might get a little tired and she has to do some of it on the e-scooter. Have you thought about doing any of your 200 kilometres on the e-scooter?
Mate, there are many things. There's a multitude of things that have crossed my mind about speed up this 200 kilometres. And I'll be honest with you, an e-scooter did pop up. Come on, Ellie. Nah. You can do it. I know you can do it. A couple of sausage rolls, 3 coffees, you'll be good to go.
3 coffees, all right. All right, I reckon I can do that. Well, Jamie, best of luck for the next, 40 hours. You've put your body through the ringer before and you've come out successful, so I'm sure this is going to be another example of that. We'll check in with you when you're done and see if you're still alive.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you so much, and thank you very much for your support. You guys are just incredible.
Oh, stop it. No, he's talking about me.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to the guys at ARB Maroochydore as well, helping you out across the 200 kilometres. Go get them, Jamie.
Oh, thanks, team. Have a great afternoon.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
The bandle,
pull
baby.
The lever, Kronk.
Lever has been pulled. This game is our favourite. It's one where a song gets broken down into its parts and all of us collectively have to identify the title and artist of that song.
Yep, that's you, me, and the big old Ellie over there as well. We're all guessing it. We're all competing, okay? Because there is $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music. That's drawn Friday. If you can beat us, you go in the draw to win that. We start off with the first layer, which is going to be the drums. Then we'll add some bass, electric guitar, backing vocals. And eventually, if we struggle towards the end, we will get a clue. Today's song goes back to 2016. So this is what we call a little wheelhouse. Yep. Because Ellie and I have been in radio since then.
Yeah.
We were playing these songs and just, we were sick of them.
It also says we should be able to get it on the second layer. I want to go one up. I want to get it on the first layer.
We'll also give the Sunny Coast a chance too. Because they're listening a little bit in delay.
Hey, I'm playing with myself as much as I'm playing with them.
No. Well, it's been good. Thank you for listening to the show and supporting us all these years. So sad that our show has had to go out like this.
You know what I meant. I'm playing band or you're sicko. Mind out of the gutter.
Let's go. Layer number one, all right. For God's sake. I really don't care about the game anymore. If you think you know what it is, 545-11919, and Ellie wanted to go one better with layer number one. How'd you go after that?
Oh, I could take a stab, but I'm only bloody 40% sure that it's
take
real.
A stab and play the guess. What do you think it's going to be?
You want me to say what my stab is?
Yeah, go on.
Lips Are Moving by Meghan Trainor.
Their lips are moving. Yeah, I'll be all right. Let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Dan from Mountain Creek wants to have a guess. G'day, mate. What do you think it is?
Is it Taylor Swift, Shake It Off?
That was my first thought, Dan.
Is that too...
But it was too late. That came out in 2014, I'm pretty sure.
Shake It Off. Let me have a guess. Taylor Swift. No, not that one. Thanks anyway, Dan. Let's go back to the song. Let's go layer number two.
That's not Lips Are Moving.
What is this? What is that? That hasn't helped me at all. It's like it could be a TV show theme or something.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It sounds like it could be a...
Seinfeld.
Like a Law and Order or a Seinfeld. I think we'd get that.
All right, we'll go layer number three.
What is this? Are we idiots? I mean, we are, but
yeah,
are we
getting?
Are we also bad at Bandle?
No.
The Sunny Coast isn't calling either. It stumped us.
Would it be like Coldplay? No.
No, I don't think so. It could be like a. Is it Justin Timberlake or a 2016? Let's go another line. Surely it's Justin Bieber. Let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Who's this?
This is Sophie from Coolum.
Hello, Sophie. What do you think today's song is?
Is it Treat You Better by Shawn Mendes?
I could treat you better.
Great guess.
Dun, 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 dun. You know what, Soph? Well done. It is Shawn Mendes' Treat You Better.
That was a great guess.
Soph, how old are you?
I'm 13.
You have beaten two people in their 30s that work in radio.
Who were on air at that time.
You've done so well, Soph. You are in the draw for $100 to spend at Mooloolabar Music. Good luck.
Thank you.
When did you know it, Soph?
When the music started playing.
Yeah, well, that doesn't narrow it down, really.
Impressive.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz. Never get it.